With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Zach Galbin for Scotty Farrell right here on CBS Sports Radio. And the big news of the day in the NFL is, of course, that Art Rooney II and Antonio Brown did have a meeting, and the agreement and the understanding is that it's best for all parties to move on, and Antonio Brown will have a new home in the year of 2019. Let's welcome in a former NFL cornerback, someone that knows the Pittsburgh Steelers organization very well, did win two Super Bowls with the franchise, now working with us at CBS Sports and CBS Sports HQ. And that's Bryant McFadden, who's kind enough to join us on CBS Sports Radio. Bryant, it's Zach Gelb in New York City. Appreciate a few minutes. And how you been?
I'm doing pretty good. Thank you for having me, Zach.
Well, thank you for coming on, and we appreciate it. Before we get into the meeting and where we may expect AB to play next year, let me start you off with the video from the other night. AB getting his sweat on the elliptical, starting it off saying actions speak louder than words, and then telling us for 10 minutes a bunch of whole different things that were very odd. And now we understand he has a new nickname in Mr. Big Chess. That was a little bit of an odd video there, Brian, to say the least.
No question. Surprise, but definitely odd. And, of course, I'm not liking the new nickname. I think he could have came up with a better nickname than that.
Yeah, Mr. Big Chess, a little weak, being honest with you. But the big picture here is we know the story of Antonio Brown, a six-round draft pick, someone that worked his tail off to be the best wide receiver in the league. But now something isn't right with AB, or I should call him Mr. Big Chess to make him happy. For you, there has been so much back and forth this year. There's been so many things being said, so many distractions with the Steelers. What was the moment that you realized that something isn't right with AB and this thing's going to get out of hand as it did?
I think it was, you know, the last ball game of the season, the week leading up to the final game against Cincinnati. And granted, you needed to win that ball game to still have a shot of getting in the postseason. And he basically, based on what we've heard, you know, he walked away from the team. We don't know if exactly if it was health related or just, you know, frustration, but walking away and then not participating in the final ball game. Granted, even though, Zach, they won the ball game, they still did not get into the postseason because other ball clubs took care of what they were supposed to take care of. Still, you would like to have one of the best players on your team be there, be able to participate. And when you saw how that ordeal played out, the end of the season, and then, of course, that provided other opportunities for, I guess, bad headlines to surface. Even after the season, I felt like this thing could get ugly, could get uglier, and I always had the feeling that eventually they could resolve the issues. And clearly today, even though the meeting went well based on what AV said, meeting with Mr. Rooney, clearly both sides, they feel it is better to go their separate ways.
Do you buy the stuff that AB threw a football at Ben Roethlisberger in the locker room?
Well, I thought it was actually during the walkthrough practice. You know, I don't know if it was actually okay in the locker room or the walkthrough practice, but I'm not necessarily buying that because I believe if that actually happened, that would have been a big story. Because now, outside of having a verbal dispute, that becomes more of a physical dispute also. If you threw the football, granted, if you made contact, if you didn't make contact, you threw at the franchise quarterback, clearly I think that would have been a huge, huge headline, and it kind of went under the rug, to say the least. So I'm not necessarily buying that, but one thing I am buying, and one thing I know for sure, I don't care if it's on the clearance rack or I don't care if it's full price, I am buying that they have an issue with their relationship, and because of that, AB would like to play for another team.
With AB, you see him be so outspoken, and a lot of it is vague as well and not very direct on social media. We know that Week 17 wasn't the first time he did go missing on this organization. You had incidents with former PR people, members of the media this year, what happened with the balcony. It's been a really ugly year for him. And you see that video, and I know we kid about it in the open, but you get concerned, and I know a lot of people are really focused on, hey, can the guy show up and play football games and play at an elite level, which you know he's capable of? But you get concerned for AB the person when you keep on seeing a bunch of things develop throughout the course of the season, because he just doesn't seem right now.
I think he's an emotional individual, and most competitive individuals are emotional, to say the least. And I think he has to realize he has to find a way to, you know, keep that out of the limelight and just do what he's supposed to be doing, which is playing outstanding high-level football. And he's been doing so, even though they've had quite a few distractions throughout 2018. Some would say AB had a down year. He still had 15 receiving touchdowns. I mean, his average yards per catch, I think, went down from 15 to 12, but yet still, that's a first down. Every catch he received was a first down, over 1,000 yards. So he put up unbelievable numbers in a down year, still one of the best receivers in the game. With all these distractions leading into the season with the Le'Veon Bell situation and, of course, with AB and Big Ben having their issues. So he still finds a way to be successful. I think most importantly now with him becoming older, he's a seasoned vet, he has to find a way to keep his emotions in check, especially when it pertains to the media.
Brian McFadden here with us on CBS Sports Radio. Zach Gelbin for Scott Farrell. Hey, no one's disputing his talent. But when you have all this other stuff, it is a concern. And it's not just him, because Ben goes on a radio show and rips several teammates, AB being one of them. And then you get into that topic of conversation with the coach, and we've seen drama before in Pittsburgh, but it's been taken to a different level this year. You also have to question Big Ben and then Mike Tomlin, if Mike Tomlin and Big Ben have control of that locker room.
Yeah, and see, that's the thing. I think, you know, a lot of people are pointing the finger at AB. There's always two sides to every story. There could be three sides to every story, depending on who's involved. I think most importantly right now we're hearing one side because one individual is making it easy for us to really talk about his antics in Antonio. But what got Antonio to this point for him to allegedly throw a football at the quarterback? You know, what happened? Now, we've seen some things that Big Ben has done in the public, calling players out, calling Antonio out indirectly, and those are things that individuals may get tired of dealing with. Not to mention what has happened in the locker room that we haven't, as the media, gotten wind of. So I think most importantly with Mike Tomlin, he is the head of the ship. He has to find a way to move forward from this, and we're basically saying Antonio will be a part of a new team based on what we heard today. Now it's up to him to keep his leaders in check. Big Ben is a leader for this small club. He should be a leader. But I think he has to change how he handles his teammates.
Well, break down the three of them for me, because you know them, and I know that you're far removed from your playing days. We're talking to Brian McFadden, but what was it like to play for Mike Tomlin, and how are Ben and AB as teammates?
When I was there, you know, we had a seasoned, experienced team, and Mike Tomlin was a player's coach. He allowed players to be an individual. He allowed us to police ourselves, and he treated us as men, most importantly. And I think when you look at how experienced our ball club was, it was easier for him to do so because we had quality players that have been professional individuals. For such a long time, you had no concerns about distractions leaking into our locker room. Now, when you look at this crop of guys, there are a lot of new guys. Young guys, they don't necessarily understand the Steelers' way. And when I was there, Big Ben, you know, early in his career, he had his issues. Remember, he was the youngest quarterback to win a Super Bowl in year two. So the pressure, the celebrity status that he gained instantly was huge, not to mention playing for an organization like the Steelers. But eventually he had to receive some humble pie. And what I mean when I said that, it seems from time to time early in his career when he was kind of getting beside himself, not realizing it's all about the team, we had quality personalities that would speak on that, not to the media, but to the team, to Big Ben directly. And we were able to nip things in the bud. So when we had the leadership personalities that we had, like Joey Porter, like Jerome Bettis, like Hines Ward. You know, anytime Big Ben was doing things that they were not in agreement with, they would speak on it, and both parties would walk away with a quality understanding. And that's what they're missing right now in Pittsburgh.
I've talked to Hines a few times throughout this season, and I know he's embarrassed with how this season's played out. As a former Steeler, this has to hurt you, though, right? Because like you're saying, there's a lot of prideful guys on those teams that won a lot of championships. And you look back at this group, the combination of the Killer Bees with the trio of Ben, Brown, and Bell, it's crazy how they were not able to win a Super Bowl, all three of them together.
That's a big disappointment, Zach. Even though the defense has had their issues, for them to have three players that are considered at least no worse than top five at their position, and that would be the quarterback, right? You have a top receiver, you have a top running back, a top five quarterback, and to never compete for a championship, better yet, AFC championship game, that's a disappointment. Because you don't usually see that on one offense. With an experienced offensive line, with a Hall of Fame, potential Hall of Fame quarterback, championship coach, experience, and you don't compete for an AFC championship game at least one time, that was a disappointing run when you look at the talent they had in the three Bs, Bell, Ben, and Brown.
With the value, it's so tough to predict, especially with every tweet and every video that gets put out there. The value decreases in a trade, and other teams will use that against the Steelers, as we're talking to Bryant McFadden. And we know now that both parties have agreed, okay, it's best to move on. What can the Steelers expect back in a trade at this point?
You know what? Of course, I think they will shoot for a first-rounder.
I don't think they're getting a first, right?
I don't think they would get a first, but of course you will shoot for a first-rounder. And you have to look for a team that has multiple first-rounders, in my opinion, like the Raiders. Maybe try to get one of their late first-rounders that they receive from the Bears or the Dallas Cowboys. But if you don't get a first-rounder, I think you don't settle for anything less than a second-rounder. You have to find a way to get a second-rounder, because even though AB is, what, 31, I think he will be 31 this upcoming season before opening day, he's still one of the best receivers in the game. Clearly, no argument there. And you have to believe he still has at least three good years left in the tank based on how well he's kept himself in shape. So even though the distractions could be a concern, if I'm the Steelers, we shoot for a first rounder, let's reach out to the Raiders. You know, can we get one of those late first rounders you have in the 20s? If not, let's go ahead and try to get a second rounder. But second rounder is something else, but you have to try to shoot for a first rounder. But I agree with you, Zach. I don't think they would get a first rounder based on his age and based on the distractions, the potential distractions. But we know he's one of the best receivers in the game, hands down. But because of the age, you better believe opposing teams will find a way to nickel and dime the Steelers to get him for less than a first rounder.
Two more for Bryant McFadden, the former Steelers quarterback, now working with CBS Sports HQ and CBS Sports. Le'Veon Bell, I know there's been some reports that they may use the transition tag. I don't think he's coming back to the Steelers. Do they maybe try to revisit that? I know it's a tricky situation, or most likely Bell's probably playing elsewhere for this upcoming season, right?
Yeah, he will be playing elsewhere. If you didn't sign him last year, I don't think you will sign him this year. No one can do the job that you want him to do as a featured back. Most importantly for the Steelers, it's about getting something in return. Even though they're not trying to sign Le'Veon Bell to an extension, they're going to put the tag on him to be able to allow other suitors to provide an offer. They will not match the offer, and they get something in return. I think that's the smart, that's the best decision with Bell.
And then finally, with Mike Tomlin, we knew they were not going to fire him in this offseason, but the pressure is on him. I know the Steelers only had three coaches since 69, but what do you think Tomlin has to do this year to keep his job? Because now this is the first year for me where the pressure's on and his seat is really warm right now.
Yeah, it's really warm right now. I think most importantly for Tomlin, he has to get away from being the biggest soap opera in the NFL for the most part. That's the thing. You know, when you talk about the Steelers in the 3 years, especially when I was there, we had distractions. Anything that we had going on with the team never became outside noise. I think that's the issue for him. He has to find a way to keep issues inside and just focus in on the task at hand. Because I think based on what we saw from Pittsburgh in 2018, distractions play a big part in their ability to be successful and consistent. I mean, that was a huge issue for them. And I think most importantly going forward, you still have talented players on that team. You're losing a few talented players, but you still have talented players on that team with a real good quarterback playing great football. Let's keep the distractions to the minimum. Let's keep distractions out of the, of the, this facility, and let's play good football. Because if they don't, if they continue to have these little distractions here or there, and they're being inconsistent, you better believe the seat will get hot.
Brian McFadden, former Steelers cornerback, won two Super Bowls with them, now working here with CBS Sports, CBS Sports HQ. Appreciate the insight, my friend. We'll do it again real soon.
No problem.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.